All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I've been reading a lot of self-help books lately. And before you respond to where you're at and everything, let me finish. I know this might be alarming.
Okay.
I've been reading a lot of self-help books recently. And one of the things they say is they take your you should take your weaknesses and turn them into strengths.
That's not what I heard, but okay.
Well, the book I read.
Okay.
It was on Amazon. It was about 15,000 words. It cost $3.99. There are a lot of illustrations.
Yeah.
A lot of it feels like it's lorem ipsum, but I'm not totally sure because I only read part of it.
Yeah. I saw that one. It had like a weird middle section that was just about the annexation of the Falkland Islands.
There's a whole bit of transcripts from the Oliver North trial during it. Regardless of which, what I've done is I have fivered the entire nation of Ghana to write down the names of games in their yard, and we're on a plane and we're going down, baby.
Exploitative.
Yeah. Oh, but we're going down, baby.
Oh, what?
Yeah, don't miss the headline in this.
Okay.
I mean, they got $5 they didn't have before, and also, hey, free plane.
Okay. All right.
So depending on which plane, because I'm not good at flying, that's me weaponizing.
Okay.
The thing.
Huh. All right. Yeah. No. So, I mean, is this?
Do you know any of these buttons to do?
Is this
fucked up?
Is this the untimely end? Wait a minute. So, all right. I think if you push forward, it will go up. Because if it was a D-pad. Oh, okay.
That's not right. Let me try pulling. Let me do the opposite.
Yeah.
I understand the stick.
Uh huh.
Right. This part seems pretty good. Like, watch it. Woo. You know.
Yeah.
Like,
no. Hey. No. Here comes the motion sickness. Yeah. There we go.
Blurp.
All right.
But there's so many other buttons.
Yeah. No.
Why can't it just be the stick?
Okay. This one just dispense some Diet Coke, which is a little
That's
bit
nice.
Delightful, but kind of seems like the wrong. Yeah. No.
It's not what I want to drink. It's my last drink on Earth.
Is that beeping? Is that beeping bad?
I kind of started tuning it out.
Okay.
It's been going for a long time.
Should I be able to see the whites of that person's eyes?
Probably not. Let me try something with the stick here.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait. There's a little button under here. Let me press it. It's the ejector seat button.
Okay. Well.
Oh, there it goes. Fuck, we missed it. We should have been sitting on it. This is so stupid.
Yeah. Probably part of the problem was not sitting down at the yoke. Actually.
I was trying to think of ergonomics and this is my first time.
Oh, sitting is as bad for you as smoking. Yeah.
That 100% true. It's like what would kill us.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want that. Here comes a yard.
Oh fuck, we crashed. Oh.
That actually wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
You know, I think that Jeff Bridges was like kind of overblowing it in Fearless.
Yeah, like, why do people complain about this?
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah. I mean,
you know who's a pussy? John Denver. Microsoft Flight Simulator 4.0.
Okay, there we go.
I wish we were playing a game called You Know Who's a Pussy, John Denver. But they until get on it, indie devs.
Oh, man. After Toby Keith died, which, you know, rotten piss, right?
Yes.
After Toby Keith died, there was an amazing anecdote. Oh, gosh, who was it? Waylon Jennings. Somebody. Chris Christopherson. There was a quote, like it was at the Country Music Awards. John Denver brought that up because, you know, the famous moment of, you know, ripping up that one guy ripping up his award rather than giving it to John Denver, you know?
Yeah.
But Chris Christopherson, you know, Toby Keith was there in his big old hat and talking about, you know, just bombing people who didn't look like him. Yeah.
And
Christopherson said that guy's doing to country music what pantyhose did to finger fucking.
Oh, that is brutal.
That is brutal. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
But also like, I don't know, man, you finger fuck right if any of us.
Yeah.
Kind of cool with that. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Epic Suffering.
Who are you?
Oh, I am Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And Teleporno is the name of one of Tolkien's elves, Teleporno. I didn't know that, but if that's true, that's incredible.
You know, he foresaw a lot in the Silmarillion. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Teledildonics from the Dilbert Man.
Yeah. Oh, man, the future. The future of pornography is online.
Teleporno, when you search it, it brings up Celeborn. Isn't that the name of the main elf?
Is it? Yeah.
In the video games?
Celeborn, one of the guys who forged the rings?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Huh. Isn't it? Teleporno, the original Telerian name, has an identical meaning to Celeborn.
We're making somebody the maddest they've ever been.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was demanded by a patron. I'm going to back away from right from the microphone here. It was demanded by Jason.
Yep.
Yeah. They always write their name with an exclamation mark. So.
Yeah. Come to bed, Jason.
Mm.
A classic.
A classic. They didn't give a note for why this one in particular.
It's a famous one.
Is it?
I was looking, trying to do research on this cause I played a little bit of it and I played this when I was younger.
Okay.
And like a flight sim is a cool idea
mm-hmm.
to me. I get the appeal. The new one that is very photorealistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get the appeal of that.
I fucked around with that. It was relaxing. Actually, it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds relaxing in like a Euro Truck Simulator kind of way.
Yeah.
These old ones, there's no game.
No,
it's very Martin Prince, like slow and steady flying is the true test of the Microsoft Flight Simulator 4.0 enthusiast.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I played this and I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So I was looking up stuff about it and then learned a little bit about this being, you know, one of the big popular breakthrough entries in the series
mm-hmm.
had tons of expansions.
Yeah.
This, you know, people talk about online big multiple, you know, or big multiplayer online games are exploring a gigantic world together.
Mm-hmm.
This did this.
Oh, okay.
In 1989.
Yeah.
The No Man's Sky thing where you can just start at two different airports and be in the same world.
Huh.
You could do this in 1989 with Microsoft Flight Simulator 4 by hooking it up to another computer.
Huh.
Or using the other thing, the Microsoft Flight Simulator thing that it has now where it's like, oh, it pulls in real-time weather.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that as well. There was an expansion you could buy for this that would hook it up through your telephone modem to the National Weather Service and would have dynamic weather that represented real life.
Oh, that's cool.
And this. Yeah. Like in like 1991 or something.
89.
That came out.
Yeah.
Well, the game came out in 89.
Oh, and it was supported. Yeah.
Yeah. There's support. The next entry in the Microsoft Flight Simulator thing is for Windows 95.
Mm, yeah.
So this was the platform for this for a while.
Yeah. So if you were on, just anything that had DOS, you had this. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to be mad at this. It's just not it's a make your own fun kind of thing. You fly until you know, and it is meant to be played like with a keyboard overlay. Or with like a really fancy stick,
With a stick or with the little, manual, like the manual is required reading. And then there's a little quick, you know, reference thing,
mm-hmm.
As is just playing it on the keyboard and flying around didn't do a whole lot for me.
No.
You know, if I'm being super honest.
Yeah.
You know,
my goal when I sat down to play it was to figure out how to go, like literally just like, can I take off? Right.
Yeah.
We're not landing this plane. And though it is in poor
taste, it is a one-way trip.
Though it is in poor taste, I did make it my goal after several times stalling out and crashing in the air mm-hmm. from ascending too steeply. And then also overcorrecting, just flying in a big zigzag until I hit the ground.
Yeah.
I did successfully run into one of the buildings on the skyline. Yeah. Yeah.
It is, you know, and this does have, you know, it starts out in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
But you can go to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go to lots of places. They also sold packs that would add, and this is, if you've never seen this before, it's all polygonal
mm-hmm.
and like line art. So like there will be airports, whole airports are modeled just as drawings on the ground to suggest runways and shit.
Yeah.
But they very sparingly will put in landmarks for a couple cities.
Yeah.
And then you could download or buy, like third parties would make like things that would fill out this world.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's an entire expansion you can get that would fill out towns in Japan. As is, if you go to Japan, it's just a gigantic flat plane. It's like, you know, 3D World Runner.
Yeah. Notoriously flat Japan.
Yes. Yeah. No mountains, no trees, no hills here. If you, there's like, you had to buy Mount Fuji from a third party
for this game. How did he manage to get his hands on that?
I know. It's the, it's called the Louisiana San Purchase.
No, you know what it was? It was a Carmen Sandiego henchman who got it.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. It was Double Trouble who did the deed. But there's something, there's like an ecosystem to this and like an almost unbearable amount of dadness.
Yeah.
To this that is kind of charming.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. We had a family friend, just husband, wife, kids that we would go over to their house, you know, quite a bit. Cause they had a pool, they had an above ground pool, you know, and just, it was kind of an open door policy with it. And I was a real terror for, the dad in the family, because I went over and I saw a joystick on his desk and I was like, oh my gosh, you have games, you know, and just this, the second you're a little kid and you see games, I want to play the games. What games do you have?
Yeah. Fuck a pool.
Yeah. And he tried to like load this up and, you know, show me like, hey, here's what this is. And it was either this or the next one of the, by timing, it probably was 5.0. And he's like, yeah, because he was in the Air Force, is what it was, you know, enlisted until he died, unfortunately, of COVID. Or, you know, he was an officer, but like, he was just like, yeah, no, I fly these planes, you know, but like having a flight simulator. And I was like, this is so boring. And I think I remember asking, how do you shoot?
You can, there's a mode you can load up that turns you into a World War I guy.
Okay.
There are a couple of activity modes you can load up into this.
Yeah.
Most of the time it is slow and steady flying and there are activity modes that actually train like flight path.
Right.
You know, landing and stuff for desperately out of date technology and planes. they did. But then there's you're in World War One and you have bullets and you can drop bombs on fuel depots and shit. It's kind of like a game.
Huh.
And then there are these things that are kind of like a game that are so fucking unbelievably boring, like crop dusting, which like Slang has made that sound a lot more fun than it is. But the actual experience, like a crop dusting video game, that's really boring. It shows you a little grid and you have to make sure your little pellets drop on every spot of the grid correctly.
Yeah.
While following a guide plane.
Right.
In this. But yeah, it's unspeakably boring. Like when you would play this as a kid, you just would spool it up and crash.
Yes.
Yeah. If you can get in the air, you crash. Mm-hmm. There's a design of plane things. You can make a series of planes that can't take off.
have your own little Kerbal space program.
Yeah, except even less successful.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know anything about planes.
No.
In 1989.
who trusted me with this authority? I'm 10.
Yeah, I can't make a plane. This is worse than Homer's car. You know, I'm just putting things that look cool on this and it's not going to move.
Heard of a biplane? You know? How about a triplane?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new sexual identity emerges.
Yeah. Good for that.
Not straight plane or a gay plane, a biplane.
Yeah. So I made my own fun with this. It probably took me about 20 minutes. The longest time was figuring out that the throttle control was on the F1 through F4. Because usually that's what closes the game.
Yeah, those are function keys that are used for bringing up various menus.
Yeah.
Generally.
How do you start this? You press escape.
It's very similar to that. Like it is very hard to get working.
Yeah.
As such, this version of it specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Star Fox graphics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that kind of thing. So like the, you know, anything you're going to crash into or see is just a glob.
And I have no idea. Ground. I have no idea if it was the DOSBox emulation, but it was also very, very slow. You know, it's just in terms of
It really is. Like it was made for, I watched a retrospective on it, that Lazy Games Reviews did, and it will scale up. Like you can, it's not tied to the frame rate.
Okay.
Like so many games where like, you know, if you play this now, it just like shoots you through time and you die instantly. But if you don't scale it up and like make it work for that kind of thing, the original intended pace was incredibly fucking slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that contributed to a lot of the overcorrection, right?
Yes.
You know, as I was trying to execute, you know, a turn like you do in a plane by doing a tilt and then pulling up, right? You know, just very little happens on the rudder. You know, I was trying to do that and then nothing was apparently happening. So I gave it a little, I goosed it and then I went too far. And then, yeah, just there was so much lag on everything that it was, frankly, way too difficult to control to the point where it seemed to fall down as a simulation, actually.
It's simulating a lot of little doodads and instruments.
It is, yeah. Half the screen is taken up with them. Yeah.
And you can make it more than half the screen. There's an option also to pull in, like, the realism mode or whatever. And it's, like, two-thirds of the screen is doodads.
Yeah.
And altimeters. It's not even altimeters. I'm using that as a joke, but I know what an altimeter is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's all these Eldritch unidentifiable meters.
Yeah. Like just, what is that pressure meter? Oh, if it bottoms out, we die. What is the pressure of? No one knows.
Yeah. They're all, if they bottom out, you die.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like somebody needs to simplify flying for the common man.
I mean, not to take us back to Simpsons, but it needs to be like, you know, when they got, when, what was it, Bart or Milhouse got into the plane, it was those two buttons, fly and stop.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and take this, Dr. Irene Adler. you know, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Dr. Irene Adler is Sherlock Holmes's girlfriend. I was trying to pull a random name.
Yeah.
And I usually just used my old therapist. But for some reason, I didn't want to pull up Maureen Meridian's spot. Not my current, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
She could, I don't even know if they're alive. they're probably safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I expect it to be. Because the idea of just like amateur aviation, like I know this killed John Denver. We all know this killed John Denver.
Yes.
But it's kind of appealing.
Oh, it is. Know? Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, that's the appeal of drones. Right.
Yeah.
You know, getting a little taste of, you know, kind of maneuverability, but it's not you pulling G's, right?
What you want is that little, the helicopter pod thing from like Vice City.
Yes.
You know, the easy to fly one.
Yeah.
You know,
No, what I want is to sit down in a cockpit and have an Xbox controller and have it be exactly like playing Crimson Skies High Road to Revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. They should invent that.
They should.
They should invent that. Each word in that sentence is doing way too much work, but I stand by it.
Well, I mean,
should.
I don't know if you're paying attention to the news, Gary, but planes are going the other way right now.
They are. Planes are not doing great.
No. And Boeing is definitely assassinating people in the middle of giving depositions.
Yeah. So. Right. I saw that specific assassination going on. I haven't dove deep because of not wanting to get very sad about Boeing assassinating private citizens.
Yeah, a little bit. It's not great. And these stories are popping up loose bolts and, you know, all over the place globally.
Gremlins are, and I'm flying in a month. Woohoo.
Yeah.
That's why they should make me deal. I should just be able to get in like a car plane, like, the car plane that Alex Kidd drives.
Yes.
And just head over to Midwest Gaming Classic that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing I want from Alex Kidd to be in real life.
Yeah. Everything else would be a little bit of a non-starter. Horrible. I think. Yeah. You know,
psychic rock, paper, scissors.
No, thank you. Come on.
Your fist the size of a man. Can I have it?
Can't stand it. Won't have it.
Yeah. Won't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that new flight simulator is fun though. Just because it does emulate a cockpit, but it is a 3D object and the thing you are inside of, you know.
Yes.
So like you get to, you know, me in my dad mode looking around and appreciating the industrial design of these different things, you know.
Yeah. The thing that I would want to do with any of those things is just go and look at places I've seen.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and that the VR walking around Google Maps Yeah. Like, we talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Like getting high and misty and looking at old houses.
Looking at my old college house and then going through all of the years where they scanned it and watching watching the tree grow.
Yes. It's like Boyhood, but you get to make it yourself.
Yes. You know? Make your own Boyhood.
You
yeah.
Yeah. DIY Boyhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
With AI, DIY Boyhood is possible.
It is 100% possible.
Yeah.
It's true.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't have an awful lot about flying, right? Like, it's just uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know, but that's the main thing. It is a fun fantasy, you know? And like, when I've had the chance to do like VR in cockpit, specifically did this with Star Wars Squadrons when that came out, because that had a VR in cockpit mode. It's real fun. Like, I don't know. There's something about the limitation of the information that you have in a fast and loose arcade game like that. You know, where like, you know, I don't have visibility. You know, or, you know, I don't have peripheral awareness, by virtue of a third person camera. I actually have to turn my head to look out the windows that are provided. That's real cool. Like, the idea of being in a cockpit is cool to me.
I'm okay with a cockpit. I think that if I were just choosing to fly,
yeah,
I might go no cockpit.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would no cockpit work?
Oh, I would just fly. This is all a fantasy.
Oh, okay. So you would just fly like Superman.
Yes. Except slower and fatter.
Okay.
And like probably to different places.
Yeah.
Like to more froyo than he does. You know, like, less clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I could fly, that'd be it for clothes for me.
No,
I don't think I'd really feel the need to. I don't know. That's such a way to be provably above everyone else.
Yes.
Like, I would no longer be concerned with such things.
Hey, what are you going to do? I'm flying. Yeah. You can't catch me.
Yeah, I'm going to fly away.
So you would be a naked airborne menace is what you're saying.
I wouldn't be that much of a menace. Maybe I'd drop treats. You know, you don't know. Maybe I would drop money on people.
Okay.
You know, maybe if you spotted me, you know, then you could call into a local radio station and get Supertramp tickets. Like, you don't know what I would be if I could fly.
Okay.
Don't box me in with this.
I just assume that you would be a menace because it, you know, in the lead up to this, you talked about not wearing clothes.
Yes. I'm not saying that I would necessarily be the most aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
Like flying. So there'd be a menacing aspect to it.
Okay.
But not menacing like the naked people in like Amnesia.
Yeah. You're not Outlast up there.
I'm not outlasting. It's more like a something like a confusing flesh colored cryptid.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
You are the hotel fight scene in Borat.
Yes. Except flying.
Yeah.
It's the sky skin. Look out. You know, look, it's a huge swath of sky skin.
Is it specifically your skin that flies?
It would come with me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm largely contained within it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. But I think that when I was flying around, you'd mostly just see skin because you wear it out. I don't think most people would recognize, you know, if I was flying naked.
Depends on how fast you're moving, though.
That's true. Yeah. I just think they would stare, but I think they would be so taken by somebody flying and being nude.
You're right. You know? Yeah. But you, like, if it becomes routine, the novelty of seeing a flying human would eventually fade away. And they're the only thing that they're left with. Eyes way up here.
Yeah. Eyes straight up.
Yeah.
Crane your necks now. Save time.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I also think it would feel good to fly without clothing.
Yeah, no, just the wind whipping against all your hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and just there are places in my body that have never felt wind. Right? Like, I've never had like a powerful fucking you know, tailwind, a nor'easter go through my crack. Like, I would like to feel what it would feel like to just have, you know, the place between my thighs and my balls like absolutely aerated, like Dyson airbladed.
Yeah.
That might be kind of neat.
Yeah. Don't you worry about it getting chapped, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'd slather.
So, okay. Yeah. You get some, a little bit of protection. I could see that. So you would see flying naked as doing for your asshole what like a little kid who puts a snail on top of their remote control car is doing for that snail, giving it a taste, getting it a taste of a life that it would never otherwise never have. Yeah.
Stuart Littling is what we call it. And you Stuart
the kids asshole. Call it Stuart Littling.
Yeah. And then after I get this ability, you could then buy Microsoft Flight Simulator Gary, and you could simulate me flying around with my delightful asshole.
Oh, and instead of being the cockpit displays on the bottom, it's just pictures. It's just all of your organs.
It's a lot of me or pictures of me smiling, giving a thumbs up. Like you look down and I'm just like, this is going great. You know,
the cockpit is just a view from inside your mouth.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's legs to this kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
huh.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool.
I think it would
I don't know
be.
What I would do with it. Like I'd want to fight crime and assassinate despots, but like, I don't know if I could, if I could just fly.
The thing about despots is they've got access to planes that could go after you mostly.
Well, and guns.
Yeah, true.
They can go after you from the ground. And even, you know, non-despot people who I think world would be better off without might have a gun.
Yeah, maybe you would have a gun. I mean, and then like, I don't know, flat cannons don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't just necessarily like discriminate. Yeah.
Surface to gear missiles are going to like absolutely devastate me.
I appreciate how quick you came up with that. Yeah. See, I can't do that because I haven't earned the privilege to call you Gare.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Only certain people can assassinate me by flying missile. Only my dear departed mom and a couple of close friends get to do that.
Yeah.
I think it's weird how little my life would change if I could fly. Like, think about that, Cole. Like, tomorrow, you wake up, everything is the same.
Yes.
You can fly. What is different?
I don't know. Like, it's real nice. Well, this gets into flight or invisibility shit, because I was going to talk about, like, I don't know. It's really nice traveling in a climate-controlled environment. But, you know, do you assume that there are auxiliary powers when you you get into Hodgman shit? I don't like this.
Well, sorry for giving you a comic premise you don't like.
No, that's fine. I reject like, it.
I'll do better next time.
No, but sorry. Yeah. So the big drawback, regardless of the auxiliary powers, regardless of the Hodgman of it all. It still takes time, right?
Yeah. Like how fast you can do it. And I always assume you're not going to become much faster.
Right.
You know, like, and if I can fly at the same speed I can move on the ground, that's comical.
Oh yeah.
Like that's parade float shit.
Yeah. No, it would be super easy to shoot me down.
Yeah, like I would be, it'd be easy to high five me down. Like I just, you know, like again, parade float stuff. Yeah. Like it just wouldn't change that much. I would have a new activity I could fuck around with.
Right.
If I didn't want to cause X-Files.
Right.
You know, if I wanted to be secret, not get dissected, but that's it. It has no utility.
Yeah. You know? I mean,
getting stuff off shelves.
Maybe getting stuff off shelves. Like, oh boy, I don't need a stepladder or a stool anymore.
Yeah, you sell those for a couple bucks.
It'd be fun to hover. Yes. It'd be fun. I don't know. Seems like hovering would be comfortable, you know?
Before we recorded, I stepped in cat puke. If I could fly, I would never step in cat puke again.
Yeah, yeah.
The entire floor could be lava and I would know, you know, in terms of cat puke.
No, this eventually breaks down into what I have previously called poor man's teleportation, which is you have the ability to fly, but it takes time. So what if you could just like take a Benadryl and set yourself to be, oh, I'm going to be, I just wake me up when I'm in Chicago. And then just here is your body just lazily hovering over the ground at a distance until it gets there. You know,
real similar to like weight mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as an idea, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shitty teleportation. Like how we're all traveling through time.
Yes.
At the speed of one second per second
default.
Into the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Primer shit.
Mm.
Yeah. Almost.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a use for it. Right.
Yeah.
You know, where I would have a use for invisibility. But.
Oh, invisibility would be great.
Mm-hmm.
The assassinations I'd do.
Yeah.
Like, course. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. Just what about real teleportation, right?
Yeah, that is the
ultimate power, I think.
That'd be real slick. As long as, you know, you didn't end up like telefragging yourself or whatever.
I would assume there are safeties. So what I am asking is the teleportation equivalent of the cockpit that is just the Xbox controller.
Yeah. Yeah. of commercial air flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what if just there was a place I could go that made me go somewhere instantly? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Teleporter is in Phantasy Star 2.
Yes.
Like, as a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. Even though then you run into Soma stuff.
Little bit. Yeah. You get possibly. Into that, just to give me Nightcrawler, right? Line of sight, line of sight can be incredibly long. And if I just do it over and over again, like, yeah, I'm technically traveling through hell, but he seems to come back fine every time. So
there's also, I always think about, when I think about Nightcrawler, I think about the people who can teleport without going through hell.
Yeah.
Like, out of the X-Men that can teleport, fully half of them go through hell. Like, Nightcrawler and Magic both have to go through hell to transport. But there are people who can just transport without doing any of that shit.
Huh.
What a privilege.
Yeah, what gave them that right?
I don't know. Sometimes they're androids, but sometimes it's Cable. Cable just, like, body slide by one, and he just moves. There's no hell involved.
Is that like a Goku Piccolo, like, flash step kind of thing? Like, does he just move so fast that it's effectively teleporting? No? Okay.
No. He uses technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
The moving so fast is technically teleporting is like in Dishonored.
Yes.
Because you actually go through stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. No, it's just like straight up. And then like in D&D, Misty Step, I think you go through a realm. I would want a non-realm teleport, like Nightcrawler minus the realm.
Mm, yeah.
You know?
I mean,
the realm might be weird.
Even if it's, in Misty Step, I think you're just going through the ethereal, and there's nothing, there's nothing happening on the ethereal, right?
And the ethereal is pretty chill. And like that seems like a nice place to visit.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind it as much as like Limbo or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Into that.
It'd be fine. Oh. Yeah.
Invisibility be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking of the stock, your teleportation of the dream, invisibility be really sick. Like you're a teen and or you're a movie in the 80s and it's all just like you have invisibility so you can watch girls in the locker room.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch girls scratch themselves.
Right.
And like, you know, talk about stuff like, you know, just, I don't know. I always felt if you were going to do that horribleness, like that lacks ambition.
Yeah. It shows a certain lack of imagination, I think.
Yes.
Addition to a lack of morals and ethics.
Yeah. It's obviously immoral,
you
know, but if accepting any fun from the premise,
yes,
like it also, like, I would want to watch people have sex probably.
Yeah.
As a teen, if I had the invisibility power.
Possibly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like, there are a lot of times where I wouldn't want to be seen. Right. Just just real don't notice me kind of shit kind of stuff would be really great. It'd be great for my anxiety. Just gone.
Being able to pop out and then like going for walks, because I never want to interface with anyone when I'm going to walk. Like, I like seeing dogs, but I don't want anything to see me. Mm-hmm. I don't even like if a dog sees me, because then like their owner has to like apologize or look up or like anything like that. And it becomes a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like going for a stroll, invisibility would be key.
Yes.
You know,
going shopping. Yeah. Going shopping would be key, because I do not want somebody to ask if I need it. I don't want anybody to ask if I need any help. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There should be like, and there are places where this is true. Like theme parks and stuff will do low stim times and stuff like that. But you should just be able to have a thing you can do that just signals like, hey, I'm not for public consumption right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like a button or like a hat.
Or
headphones should do it.
Used to be it was headphones, but they don't.
Yeah.
Because every headphone added a pass-through mode and people expect that you use it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I just, I have not worn headphones before and had somebody fly me down, and I pointed at my ear and shaken my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to say, you know, I have a headphone in or I have an earbud in, but it did look a little bit like I was pretending to be deaf to like not talk to somebody.
Oh, so you did have a headphone in. You didn't?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't have a headphone in. I pretended to have one in, but it also looked a little bit like I was pretending to be deaf.
Okay.
Like maybe they think I just had a little tiny Bluetooth in there, and I'd be like,
That is a really confident move to not have headphones in this point.
I didn't realize it until the end. I kind of thought they're not going to look that close. And then I realized, like, this might have been, you know, I'm not trying to utilize.
You just did it by reflex. You just did it by reflex. Yeah.
Every once in a while, your body will kick out these like super, you know, like your mutant powers manifest because you need them to. And I'm just like, yeah, don't fucking talk to me right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I had me and Liv watched the movie we're going to talk about for Unfilmable tomorrow. I watched Skinamarink.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway through, I realized I wanted to get some weed gummies for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, you know, this is a good time for a break. I'm going to walk down the street. And I didn't wear my headphones because
it's very close. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one house down from where I'm at. But a guy was walking by, and I don't, you know, just I don't know if this person was housed or not.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed dressed well, you know, they didn't look typically unhoused.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like they were on drugs, but I'm not trying to be next door.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm just, you know, setting up context for this.
It was a random encounter.
It was a random encounter where as I walked up towards him, he looked me in the eye and then started hopping on one foot, like really frantically.
Okay. Did he have to pee?
I don't know. He wanted me to pay attention to him.
Okay.
It was one of those things that I didn't. And he's like, hey man, do you have a cigarette? And I was like, no. And then that was the end of our thing. But it was a really like, that would have been a great time to be able to be like, turn invisible. I wanted to judo that person because they wanted me to be like, I felt like they were wanting me to think they were the cosmic fool who was hopping on one foot and asked them how interesting they were.
Yeah. I would rather, you know? I would rather not be seen than pretend that I didn't see somebody who.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the thing.
And again, the reason all these things, I understand that like being unseen does a lot of psychic damage to the unhoused.
Yes.
Yeah. I do my best not to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on unhoused people, if they ask me something like that, I don't always give everybody money, but I don't. You know, I just look at the, you know, and just like, yeah, not right now. Or like, mm-hmm. I don't have any cash on me. You know, I make eye contact. I try to do that as best I can. I'm not, that's the minimum. I'm just saying it wasn't happening here with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to have disappeared to counter his like, I'm on drugs and I'm trying to spread whimsy, which is a little bit what it felt like.
Yeah. You know what's whimsical?
Yeah. Leaving me alone.
No.
Oh yeah. Turning invisible. Yeah. Yeah. If you like whimsy, welcome to the haunted shopping cart. these fiber supplements are floating into the cart.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. It just, I do not want to be asked if I have any help. And for God's sake, people need to stop asking me if I work there. I can't.
Yeah.
I just,
it's just a mode we both, I mean,
I don't know.
No. It happens to me too.
Yeah.
I used to wear polo shirts all the time and it happened like 10 times as much.
Yeah. That's probably it. Yeah.
No, that'll do it. Mm. If you like the show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah, there you can get bunches of bonus content, both of this show, 2 episodes a month, but also other whole shows, which is good. You can also leave ratings or reviews in whichever podcast directory you happen to enjoy and help spread the word.
Yeah, we would appreciate all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to other shows, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Join us in thanking our producer, Gwen, who edited this. Thank you, Gwen. What should they do until next time?
Stay cheese, fresh bags.